104.1 FM Buckets Radio. Matt Ellis with you for Extra Cover. And the Victorian Bushrangers have claimed back-to-back Sheffield Shield titles with a very impressive victory over South Australia at Glenelg in South Australia. South Australia winning the toss, batting first, making 340 in their first innings. A lot of starts in there, a lot of promising innings from the South Australians, but no one able to go on and make a big 100, which in the end, I think Travis Head alluded to the fact that may have been the difference between the two sides. Let's have a look at who made the runs. Weatherald at the top of the order in only his fourth first-class game, I think, 66 from just 61 balls. Very impressive. Mark Cosgrove, a very patient 42. Alex Ross, 72. And Carey, 50. The wicket-keeper batsman there, making a half century. And in the bowling department, 3 for 73 for Tremaine, 3 for 86 for Holland, 1 for 67 for Boland, 2 for 43 for Christian, and 1 for 33 for Fawad Ahmed. Victoria in reply, all out 399, and Travis Dean was outstanding at the top of the order. He has had a fantastic season for the Victorian Bushrangers, 111 in the final, and Peter Hanscom, 112 in the final. A few interesting incidents there. The incident where Travis Head bowled and Hanscom hit it back to him, and Head threw the ball to the keeper and Hanscom whacked it out of the park. The South Australian players put up an appeal, but it was not given out at the time. The third umpire later saying that the ball was dead, and then there's a whole incident later on with the Victorians accused of ball tampering there with an off-field thing there. The ball got changed and that didn't really affect the game at all. We don't want that to be a big talking point, I don't think. But Peter Hanscom's innings, 112, a great performance from him and one of the quality batsmen in the Sheffield Shield competition. Cameron White, 78 as well. That was outstanding from him. He's had a great return to form, Cameron White, lately. Worrell was the best of the bowlers with 6 for 96, 2 for 102 for many. And Opie, I was pretty impressed with Opie, 2 for 92 as well from what I saw there. And disappointingly, Chad Sayers getting injured, which caused a few problems. And no spinner, no frontline spinner in the side for the South Australians. Travis Head doing some work there, but not a recognised frontline spin bowler, and the Victorians took two spinners into the game, so that may have been a factor. South Australia in their second innings, all out 251. Weatherald, 96 at the top of the order, did a great job. Alex Ross, 71, also the best of the batsmen, and 5 for 76 for John Holland and 2 for 35 for Fawad Ahmed. The two spinners doing the bulk of the damage there. 1 for 55 for Tremaine and 1 for 66 for Scotty Boland. And Victoria getting the job done early on the final day of the game. 3 for 196 in the end. Dean making 54 at the top of the order. Stoinis 72, including some big sixes. And Hanscom 61 not out to claim player of the match honours. A fantastic performance from him. A great all-round performance from the Victorians this season. They led the competition for a fair majority of the tournament, and the wheels fell off a little bit at the back end of the season, but they were able to win the final away from home. The first time in about 11 years, I think, since an away team has won the final. They've gone back-to-back as well, and Matthew Wade, a very proud captain at the end of the game. Just quickly, the bowling figures: Worrell 1 for 62, Many 1 for 35, and Opie 1 for 15 in the final. Wash up there for the South Australians. They should hold their heads high. It has been a fantastic season for South Australian cricket. They did tremendously well in the Matador Cup runners-up in that one. Also in the Big Bash, the Adelaide Strikers performed very well, getting knocked out in the semi-finals, but having a great regular season. And South Australian cricket certainly looking on the up as they move forward after this Sheffield Shield loss. But congratulations to Victoria, two in a row for them. They are the Sheffield Shield champions for 2015-16. Make sure you stay with us. Plenty more to come right here on 104.1 FM Buckets Radio.